A Great Life Podcast, brought to you by Made by Pear. Let them know who made it.
What's up, beautiful people, and welcome back to another episode of A Great Life Podcast. I'm your creator and host, Pear Chardé Dunbar, and I'm super excited that you're here. If you're brand new to this channel, please make sure you hit the subscribe button or bell option so you don't miss out on any episodes this season. So typically this podcast is all about the storytelling experience, but today I really want to just send you a little bit of encouragement. So let's get into it. So some of you watching or listening to this podcast are currently searching for your purpose in life, your life's legend, or your chosen place, what I like to call it. And for some of you, maybe you have an idea of what that is, but you're just not confident in it. And for others, you may be completely lost to it. Like, you have no idea what it could be. You don't think that the talents that you do possess have any real weight to them or any real purpose to them. So today, if you are in pursuit, looking for your purpose or your chosen place according to God's will over your life, I just want to encourage you to first ask God. Sit down and ask Him, Lord, show me who I am in your eyes. Not the vision I have for myself, not everything I've been pursuing according to my own ambition, but show me who I am in your eyes. Now, some of you are already in your chosen place. You've been operating in your gifts, your talents, your abilities, and they have been lucrative for you. So when it comes to the world of success, you're fine. You're like, I'm making money, I'm living my best life. But something is still missing. For those people, you want to make sure you're including God in all that you do. Look for ways to incorporate God in your works. And if you're not exactly sure what that means, then your next question is, Lord, I know I'm working in my purpose, but what does that look like in your eyes? How do I include you in all that I'm doing? Because there is a lack of fulfillment here. I love what I do, but it still feels like something is missing. Ask God to begin to reveal how He would operate in those spaces and how He can be incorporated where you are so that you are touching the lives and enlightening the minds of those who are meant to come after you, or even those whom you're adored for. You see, our gifts, our talents, our abilities, while they will make room for us according to God's will, they're not just for our personal gain. It's never just for you. Now, if you're on the other end of the spectrum where you're just not sure where you fit in, maybe you're a jack of all trades, so it's hard to narrow it down. Or maybe, again, you just don't feel like what you have is special. Well, first of all, what you have is special. And what you have has plenty of weight to it. For those of you in that particular place, first, ask God, what is your vision over my life? He will respond. I promise you, He will respond. If He's already responded, or if you're not confident enough in His voice to really trust what you think He might say, then I encourage you to not only pay attention to where you're extremely gifted. I'm not talking about your talents that you've curated over time. I'm talking about that specific gift or gifts that you know you have. A lot of times, gifts are highlighted through the arts. So some people are naturally gifted to draw. Some people are naturally gifted to sing, but there are other gifts in the world that are beautiful. Some people are gifted to serve. Some people have the gift to remember people. They make people feel good. They feel welcome. There, trust me, you have a gift. Pay attention to where your gifts lie, the thing that sets you apart, in connection to what's irritating to you. Because if you're irritated about something in the realm of where you're gifted, the irritation is because you're there to change it, to enhance it, to elevate it. And that is also a very telltale sign that that is where God has you, or that is where God wants you to be, that that is your chosen place. Another thing to know when God reveals his purpose over your life according to his will is that he'll give you the overall picture. He'll give you this beautiful final canvas of what you will become. And I encourage you to remain extremely faithful during your journey, because the journey is not revealed. The ending is, but the journey is not revealed. But be faithful. Stay in your word. Allow the Holy Spirit to lead and guide you. Pray, worship, but also through it all, don't forget to live. Don't be so caught up in this grand purpose that you don't live your life. The thing is, the journey isn't revealed, so you don't really know how you're going to get there. And you don't really know what moment is going to be your all of a sudden. Live your life. Laugh. Eat well. Travel. Learn. Grow. Make friends. Go outside and play. It's almost summertime, so go outside and play. Ride some bikes. Go to the beach. Go shopping. Watch TV. Don't do nothing. I don't know. But in the midst of seeking purpose, in the midst of seeking God, in the midst of growing according to his will, whatever spectrum you're on, don't forget to live your life. Don't forget to laugh. God is funny. Some of y'all watching this, y'all know God. God is funny. So don't forget to have a sense of humor. Loosen up and always remember, God is in the joy, God is in the rest, God is in the patience, God is in the test. Stay faithful, seek the truth, and be great. Because you deserve to live a great life. I know this video is a little bit different than what I would normally do, but this is how I was led to do it. It's very important that you have a ridiculous confidence in God when you want to live according to his will in your life. You can't be focused on what didn't happen, what didn't work out, who don't like it, who do, where you messed up, where it's imperfect. You imperfect. You can't be worried about those things. It is your confidence and your obedience that will make the difference. If you're truly seeking God and his will over your life, grow that faith. As Mike Todd would say, have crazy faith. I mean, ridiculous faith. To sit here and go in front of a camera and trust that the Holy Spirit is leading you according to his will over your life. And do what you know to do with what you got, what you know, and where you are. And I promise you, God will handle the rest. God bless. Don't stress.
It's Pebris.
Peace.
A Great Life Podcast. New episodes Saturdays, 8 a.m. with Paris Chardet Dunbar. Tune in and tell a friend. Brought to you by Made by Pear. Let them know who made it.
It isn't about where I come from. The process only matters to me. I train to keep my mind sharp. And still, it doesn't matter. They only see the finished product. So, every chance I get, there's only one thing to do. Let them know who made it. Made by Pear.